Richard, what is it that makes our vitamins unique? You know, we talk a lot about the minerals, but we have quite a high level of standard for the quality of our vitamins as well, don't we?
Well, purity is a big issue with vitamins. You can get a majority of vitamins that are 40% pure, 80% pure, or 100% or 99% really percent pure. No one really says 100. And on the label, they're not required to tell you the purity level. And with Doc, he insists that we have the highest and the purest products as possible. And so we actually source out the people that when we test an antioxidant for its ability to be an antioxidant, we actually measure that as far as a purity level so that we blend it. And that's why we get such good results. But the big issue is the purity of the products, the quality of the products when we blend them in with the minerals, because we're going to spend all the time and the effort to make the highest quality minerals. It just doesn't make sense to take shortcuts and put low quality vitamins in there because the results just won't come out the same.
Is it safe to say that all of our vitamins are organic?
Well, I wouldn't say organic, because what organic really means is that it's grown or it's in an environment that there's no herbicides or pesticides in the product. And yes, that's a true statement, but that's not the issue that we're looking at. We're looking at how pure of vitamin C is the vitamin C? How pure is the beta carotene for vitamin A? Is there any other artificial chemicals attached to it that we don't want to see? That's the areas that we work at, is just to get that purity level, because that's what's going to give you the results. You know, when we put in 60 milligrams of vitamin C like there is in Classic, we want to know that the actual vitamin C is 60 milligrams. It isn't 60 milligrams of something of which only 50 of it is vitamin C, because you're not going to get the bang for the buck, so to speak. You know, if you take our product and you walk in with our bottle of Classic just by itself, and you go into the GNC and you look at ours and you say, oh, that's quite a bit for a vitamin. And you start looking into the ingredients and you actually read the whole name that it's calcium amino acid chelate, and you go find that calcium in a GNC and you go find the A and the E and the B and the B complex and the CoQ10 and the grapeseed extract, and then start adding the plant-derived minerals, you know, you're going to be spending over $347 just to equal what's in our bottle. So by the way we blend it and the specs that we have, we're able to give an extremely high quality product, but yet give the consumer tremendous value.
Tell us a little bit about the GDL in there. That's one thing that you didn't mention there. And I know that's hard to find, but it's something that makes our products more effective, isn't it?
Well, GDL is kind of a neat thing. If you kind of picture that we can make an extremely high quality mineral vitamin combination, but if your digestive system is not in good shape, you're just kind of wasting your money. And so one of the things that we found out is that by adding GDL to our product, it makes the bacteria in your small and large intestines healthier. And that's the bacteria that you want. The bacteria that you don't want in your digestive tract doesn't like GDL. And therefore, we're creating a healthier atmosphere in your small intestines and your colon, and it allows you to absorb nutritional products better. So what we're doing is we're feeding your digestive tract to make it healthier at the same time as putting in high-quality vitamins and minerals and other nutrients at the same time to maximize the absorption.